to the Bambushi Happy Hour. I am Peju Bambushi Bothelsberger.
Hi everyone, and I'm Naomi Bambushi.
And this is the Bambushi Happy Hour Pop Edition. How are you, Bob? What's up? How was your birthday celebration?
My birthday was beautiful. I had a wonderful weekend plus. I ate and drank and collected loot and spent time with the family and just had a wonderful, wonderful, special birthday. Thank you so much, daughter, to my daughter and son-in-law for making it a very extra pleasurable birthday, and to a few special friends who remembered me and also celebrated with me, either in person or from afar. Thank you.
Okay. All right. That's good to hear. I'm glad that you enjoyed your birthday celebration. It went on for at least 31 days. At least.
All right.
But that was it was well deserved.
Thank you.
So we need to give a toast, and today I think we should probably do a toast to women's college basketball.
All right.
Because the women's college basketball game between Iowa and LSU drew the most in women's college basketball history with 12.3 million views. Now, everyone wanted to see Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese. Iowa won 94-87. Caitlin had 41 points, but we know LSU won last year. So they actually won the title last year. Iowa still has not won the title.
I'm glad you made that distinction, because some people just really are running amok with this whole thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I always say? Let's see how it goes.
Let's see how it goes. All right.
Final four, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
So let's do a toast.
Let's lift our glasses to health, wealth, prosperity, happiness, and the final four, and women's or girls? Is it girls?
Women,
it's women's collegiate basketball. Okay.
All right.
To Caitlin and Angel.
Salud.
Okay.
Yeah.
Salud.
Now, speaking, Ma, of Angel, after the game, you know, everyone has a press conference.
Yes.
So, there's a little bit of controversy with Angel's press conference. Now, she said during her press conference that, "I've been through so much. I've seen so much. I've been attacked so many times. Death threats. I've been sexualized. I've been threatened. I've been so many things, and I've stood strong every single time. All this has happened since I won the national championship, and it sucks. But I still wouldn't change anything, and I would still sit here and say I'm unapologetically me. I'm going to always leave that mark and be who I am, and I stand on that." Now, some people said that Angel, you know, maybe shouldn't have, you know, been on the verge of tears or crying or complain about her treatment, because she's a person who has, you know, been a trash talker in the past. Do you think that criticism is fair or unfair? And how do you feel about what Angel said, her remarks?
I feel that the criticism is fair. And the reason I feel that it's fair, I don't think that Angel or anyone should have to have gone through all the things that she's gone through in terms of mistreatment and abuse, you know, physical, sexual, you know, verbal, you know, all the various abuse. Obviously, no one should have to go through that.
Well, she hasn't had any physical abuse that we are aware of.
Well, yeah, but all the various forms of abuse that she spoke about. No one should have to go through that. That's that. Let me put that out there, okay? Now, in terms of the trash talking that has been part of who she is, well, if you can dish it, then you should be able to take it. There's an old saying that I like to use often. The saying is, if you deal, you shuffle, okay? The behaviors go together, okay? If you trash talk, you should be able to deal with it when people trash talk about you. Mm-hmm. Okay? If you're a trash talker, there's a give and receive. Just like if you play cards, if you deal, you shuffle. Mm-hmm. They go together. Okay? They're expected. They're part of the game. Okay? So, for that, she may have came off a little bit whiny. Not that I expect her to be a perfect human being or anything like that, but trash talking is what she does. So trash talking is what she should expect to receive.
Mm-hmm. And I think, and I just want to say this too, because I probably wasn't as clear.
By the way, I love Angel.
Yeah, I think that she's okay with trash talking. I think it's like, at what point do we draw the lines? Like, it's one thing to talk about my game on the court, but then there's another thing to criticize me personally.
Right.
Now, she's still very young. She's 21 years old.
Yeah.
So we know that with time.
Well, at 21, I may have done or said anything.
Right, right.
Forget about it.
So you know that with time, she's going to have, more experience and know how to handle things differently.
Absolutely.
But I do think.
Well, this is part of her growth.
It's part of her growth, and sometimes you just really have to disconnect, unplug from social media, because there are a lot of trolls, there are a lot of people who are jealous, but also, Angel, this comes with the territory of being a
who
a
you
star.
Are, right. Who you are, absolutely.
So we know you need a hug, we're here for you, and we support you. We also know that the more popular you get,
the more haters you get. And that's right. And believe it or not, that's absolutely a sign of success.
You're right.
Okay? Yeah. And notoriety, Right. So Angel, we love you. And you know what? Speak your speak. Whatever it is. If you want to be sad, upset, angry, mad, cry, cuss people out and whatever, be you.
Right.
Just like you said, this is you. That's perfectly fine. Okay. That's perfectly fine. Right. I understand it and it's part of it, and there it is. People are going to talk, and guess what? Talk back if you feel like it. Whatever you want to do. That's it.
Yep, you have a platform.
There you go. That's it. Love you, Angel.
Okay, so let's move on to somebody who also wanted to voice their opinion on social media, and that is Lizzo. Lizzo was kind of being called out for trying to play the victim. You know, her harassment lawsuit is going on right now. And so Lizzo said, "I'm getting tired of putting up with being dragged by everyone in my life and on the internet. All I want is to make music and make people happy and help the world be a little better than how I found it. But I'm starting to feel like the world doesn't want me in it. I'm constantly up against lies being told about me for clout and views. Being the butt of the joke every single time because of how I look. My character being picked apart by people who don't know me and disrespecting my name. I didn't sign up for this shit. I quit," and she put up the deuces sign.
Good.
Any thoughts on that?
Lizzo, I don't know what's happening in your personal life, but whatever you need, go get it. Okay? I'm going to put that out there. Lizzo, please, daughter, correct me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. It was either Lizzo or her twin sister at a basketball game with her asshole gristle showing to the world. At a basketball game. Thousands of other people there. Nobody's bare asshole exposed. A big circle in the back and your big 500-pound asshole showing to the world. Wait, don't call me Ma.
She's not 500 pounds. Oh,
okay.
Ma.
Okay, you're petite 300 pounds, okay? Right. Okay? Showing to the world.
We can't do that.
Wait a minute, that can't. I can say what it is. Okay. Wait a minute. You showing it to the world, okay? Nobody else in there, whether they weigh 300, 400, 100, 200, whatever. Nobody else out there showing their asshole to the world. People may show a little crack. You were showing your straight up asshole. Okay? Now, wait a minute. Didn't you talk about somebody ain't respecting you? Lizzo! Respect yourself. Shout out to the Staple Singers. That's all I gotta say to you. That's it.
I don't even know what to say. Listen, I think Lizzo is having a tough time right now. She's, you know, going through this lawsuit, and I think that
that's why I said get what you need. What you mean going through? Going through? Oh wait, how did the lawsuit happen? The people saw her and said, "There's Lizzo. Let's do a lawsuit." How did it happen?
Well, this is alleged behavior. We don't know for sure.
How did the lawsuit happen?
People filed a lawsuit against her.
How did the lawsuit happen?
What do you mean, how?
Hey, Lizzo, there you are. Lawsuit. Lizzo, lawsuit.
Stop it.
How did it go?
Stop.
Please.
What I will say is, you know, Lizzo, I do enjoy your music, and I think that you're talented. I do think that you need to do some self-reflection. And you need to take accountability for your behavior. But I also think that people should wear whatever they want to wear. But sometimes people are going to say things, no matter whatever size you are, whatever it is,
Lizzo,
people are going to criticize.
Lizzo, if you had the judgment, whether I'm not saying bad judgment or good judgment, you had the judgment and the boldness to come out there like that. What were you looking for? Did you not have the foresight to anticipate all sorts of things?
I think that she wore that, that really tainted your view on her, because I wasn't even specifically
tainted,
talking about that.
Tainted or helped form?
Well, helped form.
Taint. Okay. You know what? I think I'll take my mature ass and cut a hole in all my drawers, or just don't even wear any, and just buy a ticket to a couple of games, you know, and just go and make sure people get a rear view of me tooting up to the camera so the world can see my asshole gristle. Okay? That's what I think I'll do. And I wonder what they'll do for me. Look at this poor, mature woman. Let's take her away somewhere and get her some help.
I can't.
Okay?
I can't.
All right? So, Lizzo, you the behavior. I'm pointing out that because that's something that was real and it happened and you did it. What I'm questioning is not what a lot of people may think. Not necessarily your idea of exposing intimate parts of your body, but your judgment. Who knows what your boundaries are? Who knows what your judgment is when you make that kind of decision most other people don't make?
Well, listen, we'll
that's
see.
All I'm putting it out there. So you say me, but Lizzo, people will automatically say, well, look at her judgment. She just go far.
But you know what? It's funny to me, though. It just in general, we have to protect our mental health. We get that 100%. All of us have to protect our mental health. Okay? Now, when you are a celebrity, you're a person that has a platform, you have all these followers, you have people following you who really love you and are your fans. You don't talk about the millions of fans that you have. You talk about the few people who are, you know.
That's right. Hating. You need to focus on the rose and not the thorn.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. And that's exactly what's happening. You're focusing on the thorn. Shift your attitude and focus to the rose.
And
okay?
Take accountability for your behavior.
And understand that you have not made good choices regarding certain things, but you may have not stepped over that line, and you can defend yourself.
Right.
And
right.
Just let it go.
Right.
Now, all this other stuff you're talking about, Lizzo,
I'm very, confused.
You know.
Okay. So let's move on to another woman who I haven't really heard much from her throughout the years, but Misa Hylton, who we know is one of the mothers, the baby mothers of Diddy Combs. Now,
is that Justin's mother?
Yes.
Yeah.
So she's accusing Homeland Security of using excessive force. Now, she said, "I'm not with the propaganda." And, you know, she went in The force used against my sons, Justin and Christian, is deplorable. If these were the sons of a non-black celebrity, they would not have been handled with the same aggression. The attempt to humiliate and terrorize these innocent young black men is despicable. How many times have we seen young, unarmed black men not make it out of these types of situations alive? And then she went on to talk about her son's attorney is investigating the excessive use of force, which was unnecessary and certainly not required by the search warrant. We will fight for justice utilizing every imaginable resource. I'm not with the propaganda. Now, I'm going to start with this.
Good.
They're her sons are... First of all, only one is her biological son. That's Justin.
That's Justin.
And
yeah.
Justin is 30 years old.
Right.
At least 30.
Yeah.
And the Christian is 26 or 27 years old. So okay. They're both grown men.
Yes.
They both can, you know, advocate for themselves.
Right.
The father of your child is a billionaire.
Right.
How many of those
right.
are there on
of
the
any
planet?
Color? Of any color. Right.
We don't need you. You should be quiet. Right. And if you want to do something.
You should have several seats.
Right. If there's something that is really wrong legally, then they handle that on the legal side. We don't need her blasting anything out on social media, because then people will start coming looking at you and seeing
right.
what's going
Where
on.
Where were
you
when Khalil Browder was in jail?
Right.
Where were you?
Right. We don't need you advocating.
Where were you?
For billionaire, small,
right.
Small,
where were you when
adult
poor,
kids.
When poor, broke, and busted Khalil was in jail? Where were you?
And then you talk about
where were you?
I don't like that. And you say, oh, if it was a non-black celebrity, stop it. Just stop.
Right, right.
Please.
Right. No, listen, let me tell you something. Another one of my sayings, you in the right church, but you got the wrong damn pew. Okay? Your cause is lovely, but not fighting it for them.
Mm-mm.
Okay? You need to be fighting for the underprivileged, not the overprivileged. Okay?
Right. Didn't they put those young white women in jail? Or I don't know if they put them in jail, but they did they put the mother in jail. Felicity Huffman. Didn't they put in jail about something with school?
Yeah.
With college?
Yeah. Yeah.
And
wait a
and
minute.
Was embarrassing.
Wait a minute. Once you find out, listen, we're not saying they aren't gross inequities and injustices. We understand all that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But not your kids. Not the case you talk about. Wait a minute now. Martha Stewart went to jail and did her bid, and she really barely did anything.
All right.
And she didn't harm really anybody.
No.
You know, she went to jail, did her bid like a trooper. Came out even more famous and got prompts from everybody.
Right.
Because she did her bid standing on her head. She went in there and taught them how to do home economics and whatnot. Okay?
Right. Right.
And came out in a fly shawl that she made.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So, you know, come on now.
That's not the way.
And there was no reason for them to put her in jail.
These are
really
spoiled,
right.
overly
right.
pampered
right.
adults.
Been rich all their life.
Right.
Been
the
rich all their life.
Born into wealth.
Right, right. So
we don't need to hear from you, Mom.
Girlfriend, you need to step back. I don't know what you doing online trying to sell some fake pocketbooks or something yourself. What you doing? You must be something like that. You must be selling something, because you can't be serious.
Well.
And they can afford the best legal defense and everything else. You can't be serious.
All right.
You know. Okay.
Mm-mm.
Go ahead.
All right. So moving on. Our girl Amanda Seals has responded to at least three very unflattering articles about her, including one from The Griot, claims that and she also claims that she never met these people who claim that they met her, that wrote these articles about her. And so she just kind of went off on them. And I don't know how you feel. You know, Amanda Seals, guys, to give you some history, if you didn't remember this from our other episode, she was just really disheartened and frustrated with not being included in a lot of the black celebrations.
Right. She's not invited to the picnics.
Exactly.
Much, right.
Right.
Okay.
Like the BET Awards, the NAACP Image Awards.
Yeah.
Even though she hosted BET Awards one year, she never actually got an invite outside of her working as a host one time. We actually talked about that.
Yeah. I think she ruffled a few feathers along the way.
Yes.
We discovered. Yeah.
But this is where I kind of want to say, you know, I think that Amanda should, you know, hold herself accountable for, you know, her behavior. But I also will say, Amanda. Why are we even worried about Amanda?
Right.
Why is it?
I'm scratching my head.
She's not really doing anything, bothering anybody. She isn't extremely popular.
Is she involved in any pro women's rights?
Now listen, Amanda's very smart. Very
politically. I didn't say she wasn't smart.
Very politically active.
Okay.
She speaks out. Okay. And she educates.
Okay, so we want to support her in that.
We 100% want to support her in that.
Right.
My question is, why are people coming after her so much with all these different articles when, like I said, she isn't the most popular person and she's not bothering anybody? There's many people who are bothering people.
Is she whiny? And people maybe think, what are you whining about, Amanda?
Well, maybe. Okay. That could be it.
Okay. I don't know.
I just put that out there. But I just don't think that they should have... They just went out of their way to
you
write
think they
three
were a little,
articles.
A little bit cruel about
yeah.
her?
Okay. I think that Amanda is in the wrong in a lot of ways. Okay. But I think that overall, as a human being, she doesn't necessarily deserve the hate. And like I said, it's not like she's being thrown in our faces every minute. Like,
right.
You know?
Right. So they're looking hard to you know, point out and attack, quote unquote, right. Amanda Seales. I got you. I mean, I just have some scant recollection of her from Insecure. Mm-hmm. I really don't have a lot of information about her.
She was a VJ at one point at MTV.
Yeah, good.
And I didn't realize, because I didn't even pay attention with Flowetry, that she was, I guess, the flow was like the what do you call it? The flow, you know, the person, the raps.
Okay.
The flowicist. Right.
Okay.
She replaced.
The flowicist?
I don't know.
Is that what you're going?
I don't think that's the word.
There's something called a flautist when they play the flute.
No.
But
she's a rapper.
Yeah. Isn't she just a rapper? Or they really?
They had some.
She's the flow and flowetry?
Listen.
Okay.
No, all right. No, she replaced just for a short period of time.
Oh, she was the second person. Not a third person.
She wasn't a third person.
She was part of Flowetry.
She was part of Flowetry, okay. But for a very short time.
Okay.
So
and apparently she don't remember her.
Yeah,
that much.
She rubbed some feathers with Marsha.
Ruffled some feathers.
Rubbed them too.
Rubbed them the wrong way and ruffled them. Okay. Yes, all yes. right. Okay.
Okay.
Well, so Amanda, listen. We love you for the good you do, and the bad you do is on you. Okay, the good you do, we love you for. Okay, all right. And keep on speaking out, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, here's just a couple of updates. Chance the Rapper and his wife are calling it quits on their marriage. And that's just really sad. They got hitched in 2019, but they have two daughters, aged 7 and age 4. So sending them, positive vibes.
Absolutely. And you know what? As long as y'all don't quit on the game of life and the game of parenting, you'll be good.
Yes.
Yep. Continue with the game of life. Continue taking care of your children. Bam. You good.
The other announcement is also, not so great. Patrick Mahomes Sr. has been officially hit with a criminal charge for allegedly driving drunk earlier this year. Texas prosecutors just indicted him for felony DWI.
Okay.
According to court records, Mahomes Sr. was slapped with the count driving while intoxicated third or more.
Okay.
If convicted, he'll face up to 10 years behind bars.
Okay.
As well as a fine of up to $10,000.
Okay. All right. So what I'm going to say with that is two things.
And we didn't see him during the Super Bowl. He was in the
suite. At the game.
He was at the suite, but they kept a very low profile.
Okay, that's good. They're handling family business. That's fine. That's appropriate. This is what I'm going to say. I don't know what all went on, what deals have been offered, and, what rehab, has been attended to or refused or whatever. I don't know about all that. I am going to say that I will hope for and I think that he will opt for treatment and they will make some kind of deal. Because fortunately, as far as we know, no one has been hurt, no life has been lost, it's just that he's a danger on the road to other individuals and to himself.
Correct.
So I am hoping that in view of the circumstances that they will be lenient with him, and he will get whatever he needs to keep him from getting behind the wheel. What do I always say, guys? Take it in moderation. The life you save may be mine, okay? Yeah. No drunk driving, okay? Yeah. So in all seriousness, I'm hoping he will get a lenient, when I say lenient, I'm hoping the judge is compassionate and sends him to rehab, you know, and for what, however long he needs to be there, okay? And the license on shutdown. No light. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. I hope people get that.
Yeah, his
I
license think that will right be the should suspend. Be revoked.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but some people go so far, so many, well, with him, he's busted, you know.
Yeah.
But some of them go so long, so far before they do get busted.
Yeah.
You know,
and I don't want to say him. But he
we
seems
just
fun.
Yeah, of course. You know, we just had a situation where a dear person, you know, something happened, you know, loss of life and everything. So we don't even want to go there. So we hope that he gets the help that he needs and the lenience. A very lenient sentence and a compassionate sentence, because jail is not really the resolution for this. The resolution is for him to not overdrink and get behind the wheel.
Well, yeah, and we don't know, and that person, we don't know what the situation is.
No, we don't know anything, but we know that drinking and driving don't go together.
No.
We can say that.
Right.
We can say that.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So,
I'm not saying that person. I'm saying circumstances just surrounding around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I don't really have anything else to add to that. I do like Patrick Mahomes Sr., at least from what I've seen of him. He seems like a fun guy. He seems like he loves his family.
Right, so, whatever is going on.
You know, sending positive vibes to him and, you know,
Patrick Sr. and Junior. Yeah. Right, absolutely. The whole family, the whole Mahomes family. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so we have a couple more pop culture things I want to talk about, and then I want to talk about, you know, something in everyday life that we deal with. But Jerry Turner, right?
Golden Bachelor.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, him and his wife, Teresa, are currently living in separate states, but despite the distance, they're supposedly happy.
What do we expect? Because he's busy over there going to see, what's his wife? He married Teresa, right?
He married Teresa.
Oh, well, what's the other one? Lonnie, Loretta, what's the
I forgot. His name is Faith. I forgot.
Yeah, Faith. She's one of them. Oh, yeah.
Now, I mean, and she is still working. She's still working in Jersey, and he is in Indiana. And so, I don't know. Let's see. I guess everything happened so quickly, but I don't believe in being married and living in separate states.
Let me tell you something. If I live in a separate state from my husband, it better be two reasons.
What?
It better be, number one, he's in the military.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know how that might all work out.
Okay, that's different.
Okay. And number two, he's incarcerated.
Oh.
And he better be incarcerated because he was doing something to help out the family.
Yeah.
Okay, I won't abandon him if he was doing something to help out the family.
Yeah.
Okay, because sometimes that happens. You can make a bad decision and, you know, whatever. Other than that, if we living in separate states, guess what? We are not husband and wife anymore.
Yeah.
The divorce is in the making, okay? The divorce is being finalized. All right?
Yeah.
Because you are not my husband when we live in separate states of our own volition.
Right.
Of our own free will.
Right.
We're in separate states.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense to me.
No. You talking about living. Now, if you tell me working and you making hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars and you have to scoot over to whatever to take the show or do the gig and come back.
Well,
and
that's different.
That's different. Right.
Right.
But
right.
You telling me you live over here and I live over there. And we husband and
wife.
And
we know that Jerry is retired.
For me.
Now, see, Jerry's retired.
Right. But see, for me, that doesn't work.
No.
For me, we are not together.
Yeah.
I had a friend who used to go away from her husband for every 6 months. Every time he'd get arrested, she'd go leave him for 6 months. And she'd say she's just visiting her parents in another state. Okay? And to me, they were separated. You know, to me, I considered that separated. In her mind,
I would think it's separated.
In
too.
Her mind, she just was visiting her parents for 6 months at a clip. You know?
I would definitely think that something is a little odd about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't know. This seems a little fishy to me. I'm still like, you know, looking at the at Jerry side-eyed, but I really did enjoy Golden Bachelor, and I can't wait to see who the Golden Bachelorette is. I'm excited for that one.
That'll be wonderful. They certainly have a wealth, you know, of people to choose from.
Oh, for sure, so, especially for Golden Bachelorette.
And that's what I'm talking about, Golden Bachelorette. So, you know, and they had a wonderful group of women there for, you know, the Golden Bachelor. For Jerry. Yeah, absolutely. So, I'm not too worried about Jerry. I don't know what he's doing, but he's not beat for something to do, that's for sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't be too concerned.
There you go.
Okay, so Ma, as I mentioned, never mind. I'm going into something else quickly. Sorry. J-Hood. Now.
Oh, yes.
Cher's fans are really not happy because of J-Hood at the iHeartRadio Awards Monday night. Now, people are claiming that Jennifer Hudson upstaged Cher doing one of Cher's most famous songs, Believe.
Yeah.
Now, we know at the end that J-Hood hit a very long... I don't know if it was high, but, you know, she
a J-Hood note.
Right. And fans were just really not happy. They said, Cher couldn't believe it at the end. Cher looked at her.
Okay.
They just said it was very unnecessary.
Okay.
We do know that this was supposed to be paying tribute to Cher.
Right.
And also...
So J-Hood upstaged
Cher. She upstaged her.
Right. Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
So what are your thoughts on this?
I have a lot of thoughts.
Okay. When you said, didn't tell me.
When you said what my thoughts are, I'm going to spew out my thoughts. Okay?
Oh, wow. Let's hear.
Here's one thought. Cher is a veteran. She's been around a long time.
Well, we understand that.
Hold on. So she knows how these things go. Okay?
Okay.
She chose to be on the stage and sing a duo or duet with J-Hood, okay?
Do we know that? Do we know that she chose that?
Hold on. We know she did it. At some point, she chose. I don't know how far in advance, but at some point, she chose. Okay? Hold on. This is Cher now. This ain't no new Jack. Cher knows how to walk off the stage. She knows how to say no. She knows how to stop production. She knows how to do everything. This is Cher. You don't know how much. See, I'm much older. I know what. I'm your mother.
Oh, you're much older than me.
Right. So I know what a boss Cher is.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. She has a boss. She has a young man there.
Yes. Cher is a boss. Man. Don't act like you're talking about no little novice. Cher is a boss. Well, okay. All right. Cher calls her shot. Cher did what she wanted to do. Hold on. I've seen J-Hood. Okay, recently on a show singing, I think it was Christmas songs or something, with Mariah and Ariana Grande.
Mm-hmm.
The two things that Mariah and Ariana Grande have in common is the whistle note.
That is true.
Mariah and Ariana Grande faced each other and was back and forth battling with the whistle note. And J-Hood has a beautiful voice and was doing her thing, but she was out. She was shut out in that whole performance, okay?
Okay?
All right? I don't know how she felt, but that's what it was.
Well, it
she
was,
knew she knew what she got on the stage.
But it was Mariah's.
I understand. Whatever.
You understand it, though. That's different because it's Mariah's
okay, hold
show,
on,
not J-Hood's
hold
show.
On. Hold on. Hold on.
Okay.
That's what you say.
To but them, it's true.
No. I don't mean it's not true. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was your perception. That was what was most important to you. Hold on.
Okay.
J-Hood could have taken it a lot of different ways. I'm not saying I think she did the right thing at all.
But what are you saying?
I'm not saying I think she did the wrong thing at all.
Okay.
I'm saying this should have all been arranged and discussed ahead of time. Whitney was on stage with Mary J. Blige, and I think we all know Whitney can outsing most any human being, and certainly Mary J. Blige, okay? She did not overpower or outsing her. She was, you know, met Mary, you know, and it was, you know, it was what you might have thought it would have been. To me, this should have been worked out ahead of time, okay, or they should not have met on stage together.
So here's my thing about you're saying it should have been worked out beforehand. I completely agree with you. I will say in general that the person that they're playing the tribute to, if you decide to do a duet with that person and it's their song, that, you know, you let them do their thing with their song.
How
that's
much
generally okay, what people
okay,
do.
How
and
much
Cher and J-Hood, what are you saying? That she
how much
have had J-Hood?
How much no. How much of this is what we think should have been the protocol, mm-hmm, and how much of it is really protocol? Do we have statistical data to back that up?
I've seen Mariah, I don't know what legend it was, but I've seen Mariah get really upset about saying that somebody didn't honor a legend. I think if she tried to say it was Celine Dion that didn't, that was out singing, I don't remember the legend. Maybe okay, it was Aretha Franklin, or not out singing them, but, you know, trying to upstage them. So I think in a land of divas, you know, that they would know that. Now, listen, J-Hood always seems like a really sweet person and has like a great personality, you know, and so does Cher. But your point, Ma, you said that Whitney Houston didn't out-sing somebody, that she didn't, you know, they met equally. So if Whitney
Houston, not just somebody, it was somebody who we knew for sure could not even compete with her vocally.
Well, yeah. Well, right. Well, Cher doesn't have as
yes,
good of a voice.
That is an example of how you would hope it would go.
Okay.
That's why I'm mentioning this.
Okay.
This is a good example of how it should go.
Okay.
But there are other examples of where it goes a different way and the other individuals are shut out and whatever. And like you say, no, I understand you defer to the celebrant. I got you. Okay. I got you 100%. But you know, J-Hood felt differently.
And J-Hood,
the spirit,
we know she's going to belt.
The spirit, she's a belter. Right. Mm-hmm. And the spirit hit her, or whatever, the mood, the vocals, or whatever, hit her, and she, I'm not even sure if in that moment, she realized what was going on. Okay. I'm not really sure. Because she is so much of a belter. I've seen J-Hood belt. She did an interview with Barbara Walters, and Barbara Walters was no more than a couple of feet away from her, and she was screaming like Barbara Walters was sitting in the rafters at in a stadium. She was screaming, and I'm like, J-Hood, what is wrong with you? This woman is right in your face, and she was screaming.
Listen,
Carnegie Hall.
I'm gonna do something, and I don't like to do this to other women in particular, and Black women. What did Beyonce do when she came out there and performed with Tina Turner? Did Beyonce, who we know that
she
Beyonce...
She paid homage.
Right.
Homage. She paid homage
to Tina Turner.
And you
she
know what?
Back
and it made me and it made me love Beyonce. And she moved after Tina. Mm-hmm. And she, you know, deferred to her and mm-hmm. everything when Tina was clearly old enough to be her, like, grandmother or whatever at the time.
And
you know.
Is
right.
old enough to be J-Hud's
grandmother. Yes, I got it. I got it.
And J-Hud is not going to dance.
I got it. No, it's so, not about. It's not about that. It's about the vocals.
I really like J-Hud,
I
but
got it.
I don't know.
I got it. I'm just giving you all examples and all my thoughts.
Okay.
Do I think J-Hud? Do I think that was the gracious thing for J-Hud to do? Guess what? Excuse me. Hell no. Hell no.
Okay. Well, listen, J-Hud.
And you know what that would
you.
Mean to me? Oh, we always love you now. None of us are perfect, okay? We all have our stuff.
Yeah.
But you know what that would mean to me? I would not go on stage with J-Hud unless I was dancing or playing an instrument.
Well, no.
Okay.
No, I don't agree with that.
I would not
there's
do
some
I would
singers,
not do a duet
there's
with
There's some
her.
Singers that she
No, no. If I no, if I knew she could have a PS, if I knew she could out-sing me.
Okay, because okay. she was
oh,
on the
no.
stage
there's
with
some...
would be what sorry with Mariah and Ariana Grande.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
you said,
it's different. No. I meant if I already knew or felt in my mind you could out-sing me, I wouldn't do it.
Okay,
I wouldn't take the challenge because I know that you're not going to defer to me.
Right.
That's right. That's it. Absolutely. So, okay. Cher made that decision, which was good or bad. J-Hud made her decision, which was good or bad.
Okay. All right. Okay, guys. Like I said, I wanted to talk about something that we are dealing with, us regular people, in everyday life, which is my, of course, work-life balance. Now, I know you've heard in California, California is always, you know, kind
of... At the forefront of everything.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Mostly good. You know, sometimes a little kooky, but mostly good. But they recently introduced a bill which kind of allows employees to ignore work-related communications like calls, emails, and texts from employers after their workday ends. Now, there's other countries right now. There's at least 12 countries that have something like that in place, some type of protocols for that.
Yes.
Because that's
yes.
their personal time. We don't right. have anything like that here in this country yet, but California is thinking. We'll see if it actually, you know, they actually pull it out, because
right.
there's been, you know, some people saying, well, that's kind of harsh, and, you know, how do you decide what's, you know, what time? You know, sometimes things are emergencies and da 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 da. But they want to say that anyone in violation of this could face at least $100 for each offense.
Okay.
Now, $100 might not be a lot if you are working for a multi-billion dollar company and you're making, you
right.
know, $300,000-$400,000.
That might not be a deterrent,
000.
In other words.
Right.
I got
right.
it. Yeah.
You know, but what happens to a person who's making an average salary?
They're going to jump up and answer that call or
right.
that text or the
right.
email or whatever
right.
it
right.
is. Right.
So I don't know, Matt, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, there's already built-in inequities in the whole legislation. Okay, in the whole law or whatever, there's already built-in inequities, because you mentioned it, some people are going to be motivated because they, you know, can't afford to pay the fine,
right.
and other people are going to ignore the hell out of it because they don't give a damn about the fine. But here's the other thing. Here's what I think. I think that should really be something that
and do you
is
pay the
instituted.
Fine? Wait a minute. Who pays the fine?
Well, whoever pays the fine. You know, the ability to pay the fine is the issue.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm going to say. I think something like that should really be determined by the industry that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I think it should be governed. I think what should be mandated is that there be something in place in writing,
mm-hmm.
and you have to consent to it or agree to it or not agree to it or whatever
mm-hmm.
is the case. I guess pretty much consent to it, you know,
mm-hmm.
when you as a part of your employment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In other words, I take this job and I know I could receive phone calls at any hour, or I could receive phone calls and or texts or whatever correspondence up until 10 o'clock or 12 o'clock, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
I think that should be determined by the industry that you're in,
mm-hmm.
and based on needs. Now, you have some people who are workaholic, and they may, you know, not get inspired until the 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and decide, I don't
yeah.
give a damn. I'm going to contact that person 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And I expect a response,
right.
you know, like
right.
pronto, post haste, and all this, you know.
Right.
I mean, that kind of stuff has got to be governed.
Right.
When you're talking about, you know, an employee that employs a sizable number of people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when you're talking about personal employment, you know,
well,
that's on a different level.
Well,
that's different.
It's funny because just you know, speaking from a personal level,
right.
I've noticed that there's been throughout, you know, my career, there's mm-hmm. been clients who stop sending emails
at a certain
and
time,
don't respond after like regular business hours.
Right.
And then there's some that don't care what day it is.
Well,
or
yes.
what time it is.
Well, yes.
They will contact
they
you.
Will, but,
and they
but
expect
you, know what?
You
and then
to
what
respond.
And what is unclear? Okay. Now, see, that part is unclear, because sometimes they'll contact you at any kind of, you know, ungodly hours. And don't expect anything
right.
until you see it. They just are letting you know, providing whatever information is or question or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
At their own convenience, and they really don't expect anything.
Mm-hmm.
But there's this other group, and they expect
right.
they expect you to adhere to their schedule.
Right.
Period.
Right.
So I think that really should be dictated slash governed by the particular industry.
Right.
And that's it. I do not think it should be anything, certainly not where local government is involved or
right.
state or federal, but forget all that.
I agree.
I don't even think local government should be involved in something like that. Because I've worked in human services most of my career, almost all of my career,
right.
minus, you know, a few years, I worked in human services, and a lot of times I was, you know, kind of responded to stuff at all kinds of hours,
and some you people know, are,
because
people,
that was the nature of my job.
Right, and some people work overnight, some people are on call, some people, like, How do you navigate that? How do you legislate that? Like, you know, to me, I think they're going down the wrong path with that. You know, I think I understand that there needs to be more of a work-life balance, but that right. has to be on a case-by-case assessment.
Absolutely. And people working with human lives, mm-hmm. guess what? All sorts of emergencies happen all kinds of hours. So you automatically are thrown into the realm of, you know, no limit.
Well,
no limit.
Well, listen, my,
so just, that's a different situation.
But in general, like anything, like obviously human lives, you know, if you, when you're working in the medical field or something to that effect, of course. But just in general, us humans, anything can happen. What happens if something happens to somebody and they call out a person is sick? Somebody passed away in their family. They can't right. come to work.
Right.
What do you do in that situation?
Right.
Like
right.
what don't right. you know, you may need backup. It may be a situation
Absolutely.
Where you can lose Absolutely. Thousands
we,
of dollars.
We can there's a million different scenarios. So,
right.
So
right.
It really needs to be tailored to the specific industry.
Right. And I think I need to do a little bit more research and see all the
Well, let's see where they're going this. With this.
Yeah.
Right.
No,
right.
of the other countries, because right. these other countries already have something in place. So let me see what that looks like, you know?
And how it's working.
Right. Now, exactly.
Right.
Speaking of work, guys, the Forbes list of billionaires has been released. And we are not on that list, unfortunately. We're
I don't know
not,
how they missed us. I can't believe it. But good.
I don't know.
We're under the radar. Wonderful.
So I kind of wanted to just kind of, you know, go over the top 10 and also to do who the entertainers are.
Okay.
Now,
let's go.
The average age, what do you think the average age of a billionaire is?
42.
67.
Oh, I was right. Just 25 years off. Go.
It
takes a minute to get that money together,
yeah, I don't
you
know.
Know
why you thought. Okay. You're like, oh, okay.
Okay.
So now there are more billionaires than ever. There's 2,781 all just, you know, worldwide.
Yes.
This is 141 more than last year.
Good.
And guess what?
The economy's getting better.
Guess
Good.
What? Right. They're richer than ever. There right. were 14.2 children. I mean, oh. Trillion.
Okay.
So that's up by 2 trillion from 2023.
Good.
Okay. And most of them have gained. Much of the gains come from the top 20.
Okay.
All right.
Let's
let's just do the top 10
All
of
right,
these.
All right. Let's knock
we'll
it out.
I know you don't.
I already have resentment. So
All
let's
right.
go.
Number 10 is Larry Page, Ma. He's
good.
The CEO of Alphabet.
Yeah,
he's,
good.
These people
go.
Are just worth
the CEO of ABC.
He's worth $114 billion.
Good.
Okay. And this is live, guys. This is a live net worth. Now, this may change by the time you listen
yeah.
to this episode.
All right, just go ahead.
Okay, number 9 is Mukesh Ambani.
Yeah,
now, I'm
good.
Sure I'm pronouncing
go,
it correctly.
Good.
He's worth $116 billion, and he's with Reliance Industries, Ma.
Oh, yeah, he must be the one that hired Rihanna. Okay, go ahead.
Number 8, maybe, is Steve Ballmer, who is worth $121 billion.
Mm.
And we know he was a former CEO of Microsoft.
Okay, that's my neighbor. Go ahead.
Okay, number 7 is Bill Gates, who is worth $128 billion. And
it just never stops with him. Okay, great.
Right. Number 6 is a young man, Warren Buffett, worth $133 billion.
Just go on.
Okay. Number five is Larry Ellison, and he is the co-founder of Oracle, and he is worth $141 billion.
Okay, go ahead.
Number four is Mark Zuckerberg, worth $177 billion.
Good, 177, I like that number.
Number three currently is Jeff Bezos, worth $194 billion. Number two is Elon Musk, worth $195 billion.
Oh, so he bounced back again. You know, and him. You know him and Bezos go back.
Number one.
Yeah, well, it was
is Bernard Arnault, who we know oversees the LVMH empire. That's Louis Vuitton, Hennessy.
All of them combined. Yes,
so he's only worth $233 billion.
Well, he's no good anyway.
So he can't, he's not really helping us out.
That's
much.
Right.
So, any thoughts on just a bunch of old men, except for Mark Zuckerberg?
No.
I guess Elon Musk isn't really old, but he just...
No, I have nothing to say. Okay. Spread the wealth.
Okay.
That's my advice.
I did happen to see that there are four billionaires from Nigeria.
Oh, yes.
On this list.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not even going to.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to go with the entertainers, Ma. We have 14 entertainers on this list. At number 14 coming in is Miss Taylor Swift. Do we need to say anything
more
about her?
Shout out to you, Taylor. Go on. Make that money, girl. Go ahead.
Number
please.
13, Ma, is Mr. Dick Wolf.
Please.
Okay.
He owns the TVs. Stations.
Number 12.
If he couldn't be a billionaire, nobody needs to be, because I'd be damned if he isn't one prolific producer.
Number 12.
And good content. Come on now, let's call it out, you know.
Number 12. And these are for entertainers.
I got it. Yeah.
We have Magic Johnson.
Magic. Oh, Magic, we're so proud of you. Magic, we were so scared we were going to lose you prematurely. And here you are, your hit senior citizenship and richer than hell.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Magic. Magic, shout out to Magic and Cookie.
Number 11.
Right?
Yes, number 11, Mr. LeBron James.
Oh, LeBron. Oh, me LeBron. Love it, love it, LeBron in Savannah. Oh,
okay, man.
Go ahead.
Number 10, Tiger Woods.
Oh, Tiger. We don't know how you're still making money. Okay, man.
Number 9 is Rihanna. Okay, good.
All right, Rihanna.
Number 8 is Mr. Tyler Perry.
Yeah, Madea! Yay, Madea! Yay!
Number 7 is Peter Jackson. And if you don't know Peter Jackson, my Lord of the Rings, the Hobbit franchises.
Oh, wonderful. Yes, good for you. Creative mind, right?
Number 6 is Kim Kardashian.
Oh, Kim. Hoe and pays off. Oh, Kim.
Number 5.
It's good to be a hoe.
Number 5. Okay. Ma. I'll leave that alone.
Well, it's good to start off as a hoe. That gave you your seed money.
Number 5 is, and to be in a wealthy family, too.
Seed money. Good to have Rob Kardashian as your father.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number 5 is Jay-Z.
Yeah, oh, Jay, me love you, man.
Man, what is all this accent? What's going on?
Oh, that me grandfather roots.
No, that's not. No.
Yes, it is.
Number 4, Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, me love you, homegirl Oprah.
What is wrong? Number 3 is Michael Jordan.
And Michael, man, you've been retired for 20 years.
No,
how you richer than ever?
From basketball. But, okay. Number 2 is Steven Spielberg.
Oh, Steven. Good man.
Number 1 is George Lucas.
Oh, and married to Melody. Wonderful.
Okay. All right.
Go, George and Melody.
Okay. All right. That's great. I think that you are high. I really do. Okay, Ma. Three things that made you smile.
The sun, the stars, the moon. Wonderful.
I'm going to say number one, black billionaires, just their presence on the Forbes list. Angel Reese, I want to say congratulations to her. She is doing a Vogue shoot, and she announced that she will be declaring for the WNBA draft. Congratulations for Angel.
Congratulations, Angel.
And just all of the entertainment at the Iowa versus LSU game was very entertaining. I don't think we're going to see anything else like that for this tournament, but just want to give a shout out to the ladies.
That's right. Shout out to the Final Four. Shout out to women's collegiate basketball.
Ma, is there anything you want to say before we go?
No. Everybody, take care of yourself. Just take care of yourself. And, you know, don't drink and drive. And reach out to those that are near and dear to you. That's it.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to the Bambushi Happy Hour. Continue to follow us on all streaming services. We really appreciate you guys. Follow us on Instagram, on X, on Threads, and Facebook at the Bambushi Happy Hour. And also All Things Face You. We really just appreciate you guys, like I said. Send us your emails, info@bambushihappyhour.com, and DMs. Take care, be safe, and we'll be back soon.
Bye.